your news and information leader, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
And welcome, everybody. It's Nate Lull with you here on WCDO, coming to you live from Ty Cobb Stadium at Union Endicott High School. It's our second week in a row here on a Friday night for the Class D sectional final here between number 4, Unitego, and number 2, Tioga. These two teams met in last year's final as well. Tioga, this is their fourth straight trip to the section final, and they're looking to win it for the fourth straight time. They'd be one of only three other teams in Section 4 history to be able to do that if they can win here tonight against Unitego. Should be a great game. Two real offensive powerhouse teams. Could be a track meet up and down the field. It's going to be a fun one to watch. Welcome into our Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center kickoff show. Of course, brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including rentals and expert service, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. Cork and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. We'll come back in just a couple of minutes. We'll have an interview with Unitego head coach Frank McCroney, get his thoughts on Unitego's 41-27 win in the semifinals against Seton Catholic, and what his team needs to do to shut down this powerful Tioga offense, including their leading rusher, Section 4 all-time leading rusher, Jesse Manuel. We'll talk a lot about him tonight. He's just a junior, has over 5,000 yards in his career, and again, he's just in 11th grade, so an outstanding career for that young man. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes after our interview with Coach McCroney. You're listening to Nate Law on WCDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need a quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara Riverside in Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates, available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney at 563-4311.
Did your garbage get picked up on time? Mine did, because I'm a customer of Lang Trucking in Guilford. For over 15 years, Lang has offered reliable residential and commercial garbage pickup in Delaware, Shenango, and Otsego counties. And when I clean out the garage or attic, I use Lang's one-time pickup service. I hear you don't even have to be a customer for that service. I also like the fact that they are friendly, local people. Their rates are very competitive, and they're now accepting new customers in all route areas. Call Lang Trucking at 895-6365. That's 895-6365. And Lang Trucking proudly supports high school football on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's the Section 4 Class D Football Championship from Ty Cobb Stadium at Union Endicott High School. It's number 4, Unitego, against number 2, Tioga. Nate Lull with you here on WCDO, and as always, we're joined by Unitego head coach Frank McCroney. Coach, before we talk a little bit about Tioga and what they bring to the table for your squad, can you tell us how excited and happy you were for your club to get that win over Seton Catholic? It was a hard-fought battle, and you guys came through with the big win.
It was an emotional week for our team with Jesse. His father passing away, and I think the players were almost more relieved and more overjoyed that we won for Jesse and for his father. His father played for us here at Unitego, and he coached a lot of those kids in Pee Wee football. Hard-fought game, hard-hitting game. I knew Seton was going to give us a tough battle, their style of play, the way they run downhill, and they also have some weapons on the outside. I thought we did a pretty good job there. I thought Tanner did an excellent job in pass coverage, but we had a hard time shutting them down off tackle. And we made some big plays. They had some turnovers, and I think the turnovers are what probably gave us a little bit of an edge. But, you know, we're ecstatic to be back. You know, we love coming, you know, we going to Binghamton and the big lights, and our kids love the turf. Sydney's been gracious enough to let us go practice up there. They love going up there and doing it. So it's nice for our kids to get to, you know, not only get into the sectional finals again, but to go play at some of those bigger facilities. You know, Union Endicott, they're a great host. And we were in their new building that they just put on their addition. That was awesome. So it's kind of cool for us to get out and, you know, see some of the bigger schools and see some of the nicer fields. And, you know, they really appreciate that opportunity.
Do you see this week as your team maybe a whole postseason run here trying to support their teammate rallying around him in the situation you were talking about?
Yeah, that's a huge factor since this happened. But it's been since the summer. We've lost 2 years in a row to Tioga, and they're a great football team. And a lot of the seniors especially, I think, as soon as we could get going in the summer, I think their goal was to, you know, we always go game to game, but you do set goals. We fell short of one. We didn't get to win the division because Walton beat us. But a goal is to get back to this game and hopefully play Tioga and have another chance at them. And hopefully, you know, we can come out on top. So,
a few people have asked me this week, well, you know, what do you think the Unitigo game plan is against Tioga? Of course, they have their great rusher and Jesse Manuel. Is it a you try to keep the ball out of their hands? You try to outscore them? What could be a possible plan going in?
They have a great team. You know, Jesse's a great runner. But you look up front at their line. I mean, it's their whole team. Their whole team, their whole program is proven. You know, I look at them and I look at Forks and you look at Walton and some of these, you know, these programs have done it over time. Game plan, you know, we move some things around on defense. We're going to try some things. We have nothing to lose. I think maybe for the first time we're the underdog this year. We're going to mix it up on offense. We may take time off the clock. We may speed it up depending on the situation. It's not going to be easy for us to score. I think people think we're just going to get our points up and we have to hold them down. I don't see it that way. Their defense is pretty stout. We had an exceptional game last year against them, but we did make some mistakes in the first half that took us out of that game. That could very well happen again. We've been fortunate to be on the turf. We can work on onside kicks like we did last week for Seton, try to keep possession of the ball. But there may be times where we huddle up and slow it down, and there may be times where we get, you know, go no huddle and shoot plays out there, but we want to put our kids in the best situation. So, you know, if we feel like things are slipping away, we may slow it down, and if we feel like we're rolling, we may speed it up, and we just got to see how it goes.
Your team obviously has a lot of weapons. What do you think that you guys do well as a team that will present problems for them?
Well, if we can throw it, if we can pitch it and catch it, you know, I think that can present a problem. They're going to bring pressure. We have to get rid of the ball quick. We watched them two or three films against spread teams, and they brought more than you could, you know, more. They brought more guys than we have blocking. So we have to make a read. We have to make a hot read. You know, if they're coming off the edge, they have one of our slots covered, and they're blitzing from there. We got it. We've worked on, you know, going hot and just having the receiver go hot, 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 and dish it off and let them run. I would like to be able to run the ball a little bit. You know, we have not had a lot of success doing that over the years with them. I would like to try to keep possession by doing that. You let Nate rumble a little bit between the tackles. We're going to see how it goes. I think we've improved through the years in that aspect of our game and definitely throughout the season. So we're going to try a little bit of everything and let it fly, see what happens.
Unitigo head coach Frank McCroney, thanks for joining us. Unitigo and Tioga coming up here on WCDO Sports.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips with the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills. You can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lowell at Tycom Stadium here. Union Endicott High School as we get set for the Section 4 Class D Football Championship game between Unitigo and Tioga. Of course, this is our Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center kickoff show brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including rentals and expert service, rely on Chambers and O'Hara. Gork and his staff with the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. This podcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this program without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Well, you heard it from Unitigo head coach Frank McCroney himself.
how they plan to try to keep the ball away from Tioga a little bit and throw as many different options as they can at Tioga to try to fool them and slow down Jesse Manuel a little bit, as well as the wide array of other options that this Tioga team has. It certainly won't be easy, but Unitico is here. They're ready to play, and this is a game they've been looking forward to. As we heard Coach McCroney say, his guys wanted to really chomp at the bit in the summer. They put in the work in the off season, throwing and catching, lifting weights, and it all comes down to a championship game. The winner of this will represent Class D Section 4 in the state tournament. So a lot on the line. An exciting night here for Unitico. Also, thanks to all our special sponsors that we will be recognizing throughout tonight's broadcast. They really helped us to make this possible here tonight. We'll step away. We'll come back to the kickoff between Unitico and Tioga on WCDO.
When shopping for a new mattress or home furnishings and decor, look no further than the area's value leader, the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville, where you will find their large selection and everyday low prices are the best around. At the catalog outlet, you will find quality brand name home furnishings for every room. Save on sofas starting at just $299 and recliners from only $199 every day. Save on bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, TV consoles, bunk beds, and much more. For a good night's sleep, treat yourself to a new mattress from the catalog outlets in-store sleep centers, where mattresses by Spring Air, Eclipse, Therapeutic, and American Bedding are featured in every size and comfort level. Nobody sells mattresses for less. The catalog outlet stores are open 7 days a week at Unadilla at the corner of Martin Brook and Railroad Streets, in Oneonta's West End at 357 Chestnut Street on State Highway 12 North Norwich, and in Margaretville at 743 Main Street, or visit online at catalogoutletonline.com. Low prices, best selection, and service with a smile. Only at the catalog outlet, offering you the best for less.
It's Halloween. Join your friends this Friday night at Angus and Ale Tavern, Main Street in Sydney, during their Halloween party. The fun starts at 9 p.m. Wear your favorite costume. Enjoy great drinks and Angus and Ale's delicious food, too. Plus, don't forget to stop in Angus and Ale for lunch and join the lunch club. Buy 9 lunches and get the next one free. Hope to see you this Friday night at 9 at Angus and Ale's Halloween party in the tavern. Scare you later.
October is cruise sale month at Catskill Travel at 24 River Street in Sydney. Sales like this: the second person cruises for half price on Royal Caribbean. Sail Celebrity Cruise Lines and choose from 3 discounts: free gratuities, shipboard credit of up to $300, or free beverage package, plus many other cruise sales. But they end October 31st. So stop by Catskill Travel to book your cruise and save during cruise sale month. Remember, Catskill Travel has moved to 24 River Street in Sydney, next to R.E. Wilbur Supply. Call 563-2156.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lowe with you here on WCDO from Ty Cobb Stadium, Union Endicott High School, as all the captains out at midfield here for the coin toss between number 4 Unitico, number 2 Tioga. Those are their rankings in the section. They've made their way through the tournament here. Of course, Unitico with a home victory over Harfordville Afton, and then coming down here last Friday night to take down Seton Catholic, who upended number 1 Walton. That is how Unitico has gotten here. Tioga, of course, that big 61-23 victory over Moravia, and Tioga has an 11-game win streak going in the Section 4 playoffs, and they're looking to win their 4th straight Class D title. That would put them in some select company of only 2 other teams that have won 4 straight Section 4 titles. So that is some great company that they will look to join here tonight, and we will see what Unitico tries for a game plan here in the early going. We haven't seen Unitico in their whites since they were back in week 1 against Sydney. They're in the all-white uniforms with the green trim. Tioga's in the navy blue with the gold trim here. Almost has a Michigan Wolverines helmet. Tioga wins the toss, and they will defer to the second half. So we'll get things underway here. Of course, both teams, so many weapons, but Unitico certainly has to focus on their defense here tonight, because that Tioga offensive line is so good at opening up the gaps and just plowing away for Jesse Manuel, some of the other running backs that will be featured here tonight for the Tioga Tigers. All season, he's been pretty used to running through truck-sized holes for this Tigers offense. As the Tigers will kick off here, Tanner Winchester is deep. Unitiga will go left to right to start things off, as Tioga will kick to Winchester, who's standing at his own 10. And we are set to go here between Tioga and Unitiga. Ball is in the air for the Section 4 Class D Football Championship. Winchester fields with the 15, cuts to his right, gets to the 25, now up to the 30 before stepping out of bounds. And that's where Unitiga and junior Josh Fireman will start here on offense. So a nice little return there for Winchester, just keeping things simple. And we'll see what head coach Frank McCroney dials up on this first drive. He said, we're going to try to throw a little bit of everything at Tioga, try to go some no huddle at some times, and then other times slow it down and use the play clock and try to just eat as much time as we can. Up 42 degrees to start things off here at Union Endicott High School, Ty Cobb Stadium. And boy, if you were here a little bit earlier, the snow was coming down here at Ty Cobb Stadium. Now it's a pretty nice, crisp fall night as we are into November football. Fireben standing on his own 20 in the shotgun, a keeper. He runs to the outside. He's got some pressure from the Tioga defense. Gets back to the line of scrimmage before being shoved out of bounds. Some nice pressure on that far side from the Tioga Tigers defense. That looks like DJ Hartman breaking through the line. And it was just a fake handoff from Fireben, and he tried to take off, as we've seen him do all year. Really nowhere to go. So this will be a second and 10 for Unitiga. Fireben getting the play from the sideline. Ball is on the 34 as Unitiga starts this contest going left to right after Tioga deferred and kicked off to the Spartans. Unitiga in the white here tonight, Tioga in the navy blue. And here's Fireben handing off on first down, and they'll run it up the gut. A gain of about 2 yards here for the Unitiga Spartans. And now that clock will continue to run, and it looks like Unitiga is willing to just run some clock here on this first drive, just like Moravia did last week. So Nate Wilkie for a gain of 2. Moravia ate up 6.5 minutes and scored on their first drive against Tioga last week in the semifinals to go up 7-0, and then it only took 3 plays for Tioga to answer back and go 66 yards. So that's the kind of offense that the Tigers will have. But Unitiga now on a 3rd and 5, ball on the 39. Here's Fireben, takes the handoff, will drop back in the pocket. He's being flushed out of there, has nowhere to go. Now we'll pitch it off here to Ryan Marzell just before getting sacked. Marzell cuts to the outside and just gets back up to the 40-yard line. He'll be short of the first down. And boy, that's some great pressure there from Tioga as Dylan Babcock came streaking through the line. Fireben did a great job to pitch it over to Marzell, but Marzell really had nowhere to go because the Tigers were swarming on him. That brings up a 4th and 3 for Unitiga. They're going left to right. 10:56 to go, first quarter. We're scoreless between Unitiga and Tioga. And on fourth down, we'll see what Unitiga elects to do here. Looks like they might go for it in the early going, or Fireben will punt. And that is something that's hard to tell because he's also the quarterback and the punter, and he'll punt it away. And a nice punt here by Josh Fireben. Jesse Emanuel's back to receive. He'll let it go. Takes a little bit of a Unitiga bounce and rolls down to the 20-yard line. So Unitiga goes 3 and out on their first drive, and they punt away. And this dangerous Tioga Tigers offense comes out for the first time tonight. 10:46 to go, first quarter. We are scoreless between Unitiga and Tioga in the Class D Section 4 Championship game. Just a reminder, a special thank you to several of our local special sponsors for tonight's broadcast, including the new Unadilla Fasteners and Sydney Industrial Plaza, also Hot Rod Barbecue of Otigo and MBT Bank, some of our special sponsors here for tonight's contest. So here is Tioga under center here with Sam Birds, the quarterback. And they try to run up the middle here on first down. Almost looks like a little QB keeper. No real gain on the play. Actually, a handoff to senior Brad Jump. And nowhere to go there. Clock continuing to run. 10:30 to go first quarter. And Jump trying that little run up the middle. And Unitiga was right there with Nate Wilsey. We heard from Wilsey during the week. He is very fired up to play this Tioga team. And really was stressing that everybody has to be prepared and know their assignments on defense here for the Unitiga Spartans.
And here's a handoff on second down to Jesse Manuel. Streaks to the outside. Our first look at him. He's at the 40 to the 45 to the 50. And Manuel's going to streak it down the sideline. One man to beat. He's at the 20. And finally, no, not shoved out of bounds. And in the end zone, Marzell couldn't catch him. And Jesse Manuel scores on his first touch of the contest. And Tioga will lead unless this one might be called back. Actually, out at the 7-yard line. So Marzell was there and was actually able to push him out. So 9:59 to go in this first quarter. And a huge run there by Jesse Manuel. They were starting at about their own 20, so a 73-yard run for Jesse Manuel. And he just ran through and got around the Unitigo secondary and sprinted down to the outside, had some excellent blocking. And now a first and goal here for Tioga, their first trip into Unitigo territory. Ball is on the 8-yard line as the Tigers are going right to left. And here's the handoff back to Manuel. He cuts through and in the back of the end zone, and the Tigers have the touchdown. So a 73-yard run and then an 8-yard scamper for Jesse Manuel. And he scores for the Tioga Tigers, and he comes as advertised. 2 rushes and a touchdown for Manuel. 9:56 to go, first quarter. And if Unitigo was looking to hold off Tioga and settle in, things certainly not going their way on the first drive. And in to kick is Tanner Folk, who is an excellent field goal kicker here, if it comes down to that later in this contest. And it is up, and this one actually will be no good, wide to the right. And so Tioga will take a 6-0 lead, 9:56 to go in this first quarter. We'll take a break. Tioga leads Unitigo in a Section 4 Class D championship game here on WCDO.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything, downtown Sydney Center.
As a small business owner, you are busy meeting the needs of your customers and your staff. Who's there to help meet your needs? Well, come speak with me. I'm Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance. I can help with all your business insurance needs, including workers' compensation and disability. We also have markets for group health and dental plans. Please give me a call at 563-9955 for a free, relaxed, no-pressure analysis of your business insurance needs. That's Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or in Oneonta, Route 7 on the East End.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Tioga kicking off here to Tanner Winchester. A nice move, and he'll get all the way up to the 40-yard line. Unitigo taking over on their second possession here, going left to right, with Tioga leading in this championship Class D football contest by a score of 6-0, 9:50 to go in this first quarter. And Jesse Manuel on the second play from scrimmage had a 73-yard run and capped it off with an 8-yard touchdown run here for Tioga on their first drive. Some other special Unitigo football sponsors tonight, Cohn and Frazier Builders of Franklin and also Sydney Federal Credit Union. So here's Fireben, ball on the 41, a 1st and 10 for Unitigo, and he'll hand off to Nate Wilsey, runs to the outside, has a little bit of room. He'll pick up 2, maybe 3 yards, up to about the 44 or 45. Unitigo approaching midfield, going left to right. Wilsey down inbound, so clock continuing to run down to 9:30 to go, first quarter. It'll be a 2nd and 6 here for Unitigo, ball on the 45. Tioga leading by the score of 6-0. Their 4th straight trip to the Section 4 Class D Championship Contest here for Tioga, a real powerhouse team. Here's Unitigo on 2nd and 6. Fireben standing at his own 40 in the shotgun. Again, we'll hand off. No, we'll keep it. And Tioga snips this one out, and a nice tackle on the backfield. Drops Josh Fireben. A good play there, breaking through the line for the Tioga Tigers. And that is kind of some of the bread and butter that we've seen from Unitigo all year, is a little bit of a fake handoff there as Justin Fisk breaks through the line and makes the tackle. And a lot of teams, Firebed is able to get out into space on that. Not so far tonight against Tioga. 3rd and 8, ball on the 43. Unitigo going left to right. Tioga leads Unitigo 6-0 in the first quarter, 8:35 to go. They'll hand off here to Winchester. He breaks to the edge, gets the midfield, but is pushed out, and he's about 2 yards short of the first down. Winchester unable to turn the corner there. So this will be about fourth and two at exactly midfield here for the Spartans. Ball is on the 49. And so Frank McCroney, head coach for Unitiga, will have another choice here. As the ball is at midfield here for the Spartans on this fourth and two, as Fireben brings in the play from the sideline. Play clock is at 20. And here comes Unitigo approaching the line. They will go for it, it looks like, here on fourth and two, as Wilsey is in the I formation here for Unitigo behind Fireben. They'll hand off to Wilsey. He's going to power for the first down and gets to the 40-yard line. Has some room, 35-30, makes the cut back down to the 25. Unitigo rolls the dice on fourth and two, and they get plenty of yardage there from Nate Wilsey, who rumbles and stumbles his way down into Tioga territory for the first time tonight for the Spartans. So first and 10 here for Unitigo in the white uniforms tonight as they go left to right. First and 10 on the 25, a 26-yard run for Nate Wilsey as Tioga leads Unitigo 6-0 here from Ty Cobb Stadium at Union Endicott High School tonight on WCDO. Approaching 8 minutes to go in this first quarter, and this is a good little drive now after Unitigo went for it on fourth and two. Fireben standing on the Tioga 30 will look to pass, throws to the outside, pass is complete unless, no, out of bounds. Tanner Winchester was trying to hug that outside line and his left foot out of play. That'll bring up a second and 10 on the Tioga 25 here for Unitigo. 8:02 to go first quarter. You have to wonder, after seeing Jesse Manuel for the first drive, maybe does that get rid of some of the butterflies to make it worse? Unitigo answering nicely here so far on this drive. It would be excellent if they could put up some points here for the home crowd that has traveled down from Unadilla and Otigo. So a second and 10, Fireben will hand off to Wilsey. Bobbled it for a moment, then picks it back up, and again, some more power running there from Nate Wilsey. Gets down to the 15. This will be close to a first down. I believe he got it. And now Unitigo in the red zone for the first time tonight. And we talked to the Unitigo coaching staff during the week, and we said, you know, maybe Tioga will get a heavy dose of power running from Nate Wilsey, and he's done a great job with an 11-yard carry on that play. 7:50 to go, first quarter. Unitigo trailing Tioga in the championship game 6-0, but they are knocking on the door for the first time tonight after going 3-and-out on their first drive. Ball is on the 14-yard line. That's a first and 10 here. Fireben barking out the signals. Walks up to the line and now back into the shotgun. Wilsey's in the backfield. Fireben will loft this one up a fly ball into the far corner of the end zone looking for Martell, and he's out of bounds. They like to do that little kind of fade drift into the back corner of the end zone, and they try for Martell. Looks like he had a little bit of one-on-one coverage and a height advantage over there, but the ball just a little too far out of play. 7:29 to go, first quarter. 6-0 lead for Tioga over Unitigo, Section 4 Class D championship game. Unitigo in the red zone as they go left to right. Second and 10, ball is on the 14-yard line here for the Spartans. Some more special sponsors for tonight's broadcast, of course, the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney and also Waste Recovery Enterprises. Second and 10 for Unitigo. Boy, Fireben looks like a cool cucumber in there on second and 10. Hands off to Wilsey, and he'll pick up maybe 2-3 yards as he tries to run up the gut, and Tioga is there to bring him down. So this will bring up about a third and 8, third and 7 here. Ethan Barber with a nice block on the play to allow Wilsey to get into that second layer of the defense, and it will be a third and 7. Ball is on the 11, and will Unitigo go to the air here? That's been one of their staples all season long. As we hit 7 minutes to go on the clock, first quarter, Tioga leads Unitigo 6-0. Thanks for joining us here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, of course brought to you by SFCU. So here's Josh Fireben. He's going to throw for the end zone. There's that fade. Winchester up, caught the ball. Is he in? No, out of bounds, says the Zebra crew, as he had one-on-one coverage, but again, ball was in that back corner, didn't have a lot of room to work with, and just pushed out of bounds before he can make the catch. Did make a nice leaping catch, but comes down out of bounds. So now a fourth and 7 for Unitigo. Ball's on the 11-yard line of Tioga. 6:42 to go first quarter. And Fireben gets the play from the sideline here. Doesn't look like they're going to go for a field goal or anything like that. We know that Josh Fireben has a good leg. They will go for it here on 4th and 7. So Unitego, this is the second time they've gone for it on 4th down on this drive, going left to right, looking for some points. It's a low snap. Firebend is flushed out of the pocket, has to throw this one into the end zone. It's up for grabs and off the fingertips there of Unitego, and Tioga will hold there on 4th and 7. So a nice drive by Unitego comes up empty on the scoreboard. Some excellent running by Nate Wilsey on that drive. So Burns and Jesse Manuel, guess who, for Tioga, helping to break up that play. Firebend scrambling over to the left wing side to throw it up and giving his receivers a chance for it right in the middle of the end zone. But Tioga with some good defense, and now they'll take over deep in their own territory in those navy blue uniforms, the gold trim. They go right to left. Ball is on the Tioga 11. First down and 10 with 6:34 to go first quarter. And it's Tioga with a 6-0 lead over Unitego in the Class D championship contest here of Section 4. And so here's Burns handing off to Manuel, and he is stuffed up the middle there. A nice tackle for Unitego. Breaking through the line was Jacob Morrison. Morrison had an excellent game last week against Seton Catholic as well. Morrison breaking through the line and bringing down the shifty Jesse Manuel. You might think at home that he's a big bruising back, maybe 6'3", 6'4", but no, folks, he's only about 5'8", and his Section 4's all-time leading rusher with over 5,000 yards. Only a junior as well. 6 minutes to go, first quarter. Tioga leads Unitego 6-0. And here's Manuel on second down. Breaks up the middle through the tackles before being roped down, but he will pick up a first down here for the Tigers of Tioga. Boy, Jesse Manuel, you kind of lose him when he breaks into the line and just don't know what direction he is going to go. So this will be a first and 10 for Tioga. Ball on the 26 now as they go right to left. 5:45 to go first quarter, and the Tigers with a 6-0 lead. Always dangerous of making that big play, as we saw in the first drive where Jesse Manuel had a 73-yard run. Tioga really packs it in, some good blocking from this line, and they get it to Manuel first down, and he's nearing midfield to the 45, to the 50, and roped down by Unitego, and Spalding is able to bring him down there, Kyle Spalding, but Manuel breaks back into Unitego territory. This is the second drive of the evening here for Tioga. Last time the Tigers lost a sectional contest was against Walton back in 2010, 16-6. And this is a very Walton-like front line. Some excellent blocking and a very tough run game. They pack everybody in, and Sam Burns, you don't know the quarterback where he's going to dish the ball. 5:15 to go, first quarter. Unitego breaking through the line here and bringing down the ball carrier for Tioga. As that looked like it was Brad Jump getting his second carry of the night. 5 minutes to go, first quarter. Clock continues to tick down. Tioga scored on their first drive on an 8-yard rush by Jesse Manuel. They lead 6-0 here over Unitego. Spartans had a nice drive on their second drive. Some great running by Nate Wilsey. And they went for it on 4th and 7 on the 11-yard line and came up empty. So here's a 2nd and 3. Ball on the 42 for Tioga. They go right to left. They're in Unitego defensive territory. Hand off to Manuel. To the outside. Breaks through. He's got a first down. Cuts back to the right. He's at the 30, 25, 20. Down to the 15. Break to the outside before being roped down inside the 10-yard line, pushed out of bounds at about the Unitego 8, and Jesse Manuel with some quick foot speed again, breaking through that Spartans defense. 4:25 to go, first quarter, and this will be a first and goal from the 5-yard line here for Tioga, knocking on the door on their second drive of the evening. 4:25 to go, first quarter. Tioga leads 6-0. Play comes in from the sideline. And head coach Nick Aiello. Unitego breaks their defensive huddle, comes up to the line here looking to get a big stop here against the Tioga Tigers. And they'll hand off to Manuel, streaks through, gets to the line, and he is in, and it's a Tioga touchdown here, much to the delight of the Tigers fans. And now it's a 12-0 lead for Tioga over Unitego with 4 minutes to go in this first quarter. And once again, a heavy dose of Jesse Manuel and Sam Burns, the two running backs for Tioga, and Unitego just having some difficulty stopping them, especially Manuel, the 5'8", 151-pound junior running back. Manuel was 7 carries on the night, 2 touchdowns, and 163 yards. So he is off to another stellar start here as he breaks through as they go for 2, and he will get it. And Tioga now with a 14-0 lead in the Section 4 Class D Championship contest over Unitego. 4:01 to go first quarter. I'm Nate Lowe, and you're listening to Live High School Football tonight on WCDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry, from minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business. For professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Tioga with a 14-0 lead in the Section 4 Class D Football Championship here over at Unitego. Another special thank you to some of our sponsors for tonight's game, Quality Hardwoods and Twin Valley Finished Lumber, as well as the Catalog Outlet Stores of Unadilla, as well as Amerigas and Shindello Federal Credit Union of Franklin. They all are helping with our special support tonight of Unitego Championship Football. So they kick off to Tanner Winchester, and he will let the ball roll into the end zone for a touchback here, and Unitego will start from their own 20. So 4:01 to go first quarter, and it's 2 Jesse Manuel touchdowns, 7 carries for 163 yards, including 173-yarder in the first drive for Tioga. And he comes as advertised, the 5'8", 150-pound running back, hard to bring down here. Unitego knows that all too well, seeing him in the sectional playoffs the last 2 seasons. 14-0 lead. Unitego in the white uniforms here tonight, going left to right, ball on their own 20. They trail 14-0. Junior quarterback Josh Firebend takes a low snap, now hands off to Nate Wilsey. He rumbles up and will pick up just about 3 or 4 yards on the play for Unitego. Clock runs down to 3:50 to go here. And we'll bring up a second down here and 8 yards. Unitego head coach Frank McCroney said, "We're trying to draw up some plays this week that will give us a second short, hoping to get 5 or 6 yards on first down." So far, they've had a little bit of trouble with that, except for when Wilsey has really been able to put his head down and smash through on some good power running. He's been their best offense so far here tonight. Wilsey has 6 carries for 51 yards so far for Unitego. Here's a handoff again to Wilsey, and he's tripped up after a little 180 spin move here. Gain of 1 or 2 on the play for Wilsey as the clock dwindles down to 3:10 to go. First quarter, and this will bring up about a 3rd and 6 here for the Spartans. Ball on their own 25-yard line. They trail 14-0. Breaking the huddle here, and this will be a big third down conversion. Unitego needs to try to eat some clock as well as get some offense going here for the Spartans. Fireman drops back, throws. He's got a complete pass here to Kyle Spaulding, and Spaulding will get a first down. Took a big hit there, but made a nice play and a first down just when Unitego needed it. And a big hit there by Dylan Babcock, and also breaking through the line there with Zach Hutchinson, who was chasing after Josh Firebend, the Unitego quarterback. But the Spartans did a nice job in getting the ball forward. And this Tioga defense, a hard-hitting club here for the Tigers. An official timeout on the field. This looks like an equipment problem here for one of the Unitego players, Josh Hurlburt, who recovered a fumble last week against Seton. He heads over to the sideline. Checking in will be Jesse Coleman here. 2:30 to go before the end of the first quarter. 1st and 10. Ball is on the 32-yard line here for Unitego after a Kyle Spaulding first down. And here's the low snap. Firebend drops back, has some room, rolls to his right, throws over the middle, and almost a juggling catch there by Spaulding. Looks like maybe a little miscommunication between Spaulding and Winchester on their routes. Still almost worked out at midfield, but instead will fall to the turf. 2:20 to go in this first quarter. Tioga leads Unitego 14-0 here in the Section 4 Class D Championship game. Tioga the 2 seed, Unitego the 4 seed. Spartans with the ball, 2nd and 10. Ball is on their own 32 as they go left to right. They break the huddle. Coming out in that spread with Spalding and Winchester, the right of Fireman, and Marzell is up top on that left wing. Snap is high. They'll hand it off to Wilsey, and Tioga reads it well, breaking through the line. And a nice play once again was Dylan Babcock. And Babcock certainly fired up here tonight for the Tigers. Made several nice tackles so far, getting after both Wilsey and Fireman for Unitego. So down to 2 minutes to go in this first quarter. Tioga with a 14-0 lead. Fireman is 1 for 6 yards passing so far. Unitego very much used to being able to throw the ball around. They knew things were going to be different tonight here against Tioga, but still trying to throw it around as much as possible. 3rd and 12 here for Unitego. Fireman drops back, and it's too tall there for Spalding, who was leaping in the air. Good coverage there by Sam Burns. Even if Spalding had brought it down, he might have been short of the first down. And now a 4th and 12 here for Unitego. Spalding had a very nice game against Seton Catholic. Had 2 catches for 43 yards. And also came up with some big pass interference calls when he was in one-on-one coverage, when Seton was really after Winchester and Marzell, that allowed Unitego to keep some drives going late in that contest. So Fireman kicks it away to Jesse Manuel, catches it up the 39-yard line, and that's where Tioga will take over with a 1:30 to go, first quarter. 14-0 lead for the Tigers over the Spartans. We'll keep it right here. Thanks for joining us tonight here on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com brought to you by SSCU. At SSCU, it's all about you. 1st and 10. Ball is going to be on the 38-yard line here for Tioga. That's where they'll start their third possession of the night. And so far, we've seen a lot of Jesse Manuel. 2 touchdowns for him as the Tigers have scored on their first 2 possessions of the night. And here they go with quarterback Sam Burns, the senior. Burns, quick little handoff to Manuel. He breaks through and gets 10, maybe 11 yards, very close to the first down. Looks like he will get it here from the spot by the refereeing crew. And it is a Tioga first down for the ball up to midfield at the 49-yard line as the navy blue and gold here of the Tioga Tigers rolling again on offense as the clock ticks down to 1:20 to go, first quarter, as they go right to left. Here's Burns under center. Tioga packing it in here. Manuel in the I formation. Will get the handoff. A little miscommunication there between Manuel and Burns, and they go down in the backfield. Just a mistake on their part. Unitego was bringing some nice pressure, but we haven't seen too many mistakes from this Tioga team so far. As we are under 1 minute to go, first quarter, the Tigers leading Unitego 14-0. Burns getting the play from the sideline. We'll bring it over. Tioga, 2nd and 5. Ball is on their own 46-yard line as they break the huddle with 15 on the play clock. And here's Burns under center. Unitego trying to stack the box a little bit here, and they'll hand off to Manuel. He breaks into the line and will push his way forward before being tackled. He's into Unitego territory, down to about the 46-yard line, a 7-yard pickup. 20 seconds to go, and we'll see if Tioga decides to get one more playoff in this first quarter, or if they will just hold on to it. It appears like they will just hold on to it here. Ball is on the 47-yard line, and Tioga will take this time to walk back over to the sideline. And a good first quarter for Tioga. Unitego with a lot of positives, too. A very nice drive that they came up empty on the 11-yard line on 4th and 7. So the Spartans looking to get energized here as they trail 14-0 in the Section 4 Class D Championship game. End of the first quarter. I'm Nate Lowe. Stay tuned for more live high school football tonight on WCDO.
Angus and Ale, Main Street in Sydney, has incredible specials you won't want to miss. Thursdays, you'll love Angus and Ale's famous large chicken wings during wing night. Then Fridays, enjoy fresh fish of the day. And Saturday night features mouth-watering Angus prime rib. Don't forget our lunch club, too. Buy 9 lunches and get 1 free. Plus, the holidays will be here before you know it. And with our variety of catering choices, we can make your holiday party stress-free. Angus and Ale, Main Street in Sydney, open at 11 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday. Call 604-427-7-3. When other car dealers say no, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney says yes. Butler Auto is a credit acceptance dealer, which means you'll get guaranteed approval. If you make at least $800 per month and have a down payment or trade-in, Butler Auto will get you financed. So no matter your credit situation, stop in and have a cup of coffee with Kevin Jones to see how Butler Auto Sales could get you into your new vehicle. And if you need a rental, we have rental vehicles at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Shop 24/7 at ButlerAutoSales.com. Call 563-1522.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. Nate Lowe with you here on WCDO. Craig David here in the booth with me as well, keeping some excellent stats. A big thank you to him for tonight's contest. As we start second quarter action with Tioga switching, going left to right here. They lead Unitego 14-0 in the sectional finals here. The winner will go on to states. And Tioga, that was their first third down of the evening after having a terrific first quarter. Looks like they will punt it away here on fourth down. High arcing kick by Sam Burns will take a Tioga bounce and now roll up to the 29-yard line, and that's where Unitego will start possession. Going right to left. An 18-yard punt went high into the night sky and the lights here at Ty Cobb Stadium. Beautiful facility here at Union Endicott. We know that Unitego went down to Sydney. The Warriors, very gracious this week to allow Unitego to come down and practice to get used to playing on turf a little bit more, as well as the Milford Girls soccer team there preparing for their state championship quarterfinal game. As now here on first and 10, handoff will be to Ryan Marzell. Marzell breaks to midfield here for Unitego to the 40 to the 30-yard line. There was a flag on the play. We'll see if it comes back. That would be one of the biggest plays for Unitego tonight. I believe it's going to go against Unitego. And that is tough because Marzell breaking free, really using his size and speed there to break the ball down into Tioga territory. And the penalty against the Spartans will bring them all the way back. First penalty against Unitego tonight. 11 minutes to go in this second quarter, and Tioga leads 14-0 in the Section 4 Class D championship game. And that negates a very nice run by Ryan Marzell. It will back Unitego up even more in their own defensive territory. Ball will be now at the 21-yard line here. And boy, that was about a 40-yard run there for Ryan Marzell as he broke free. Really, for the first time, Nate Wilkes had a couple of runs that were 10, 11 yards, but that was the first time Unitego's been able to break one through the Tioga secondary. That front line, very tough for Tioga. Unitego doing a good job moving the ball so far when they've been able to kind of get into their usual rhythm. And here's a handoff on second down. Excuse me, on first and long to Tanner Winchester. He bounces to the outside but gets pushed out. That was a first and 21 there for Unitego after the penalty, and Winchester picks up one, maybe 2 yards. So a second and long situation now for the Spartans. So 10:38 to go, second quarter. Jesse Manuel on the other side for Tioga. 10 carries for 178 yards. 2 touchdowns has been the difference here over Unitego so far. Tioga punting for the first time tonight. And a nice run there by Marzell was negated by a penalty for Unitego. And so this will bring up a second and long. This looks like about a second and 20 here for the Spartans. Ball is on their own 19 as they go right to left. Just want to recognize some of our other special sponsors for tonight's Unitego Championship football game. Joseph Howe's Building Supplies, as well as NBT Bank and Otigo Family Dental and the C.H. Landers Funeral Home. Also, a special good luck wish tonight from the Otigo and Unadilla Fire Departments for the Spartans football team. Here's a handoff. And Noah Fake and Fireben will loft one up. Looks like they were going on that far side for Kyle Spaulding, but some good coverage by Burns on that far side, slowing him up. Now this will be a third and 20 now for Unitego. 10:34 to go in this second quarter. Ball is on their own 19 as the Spartans wearing those white unis tonight go right to left, and they trail 14-0 here to Tioga. Tioga ranked third in the state this week. Unitego ranked fifth. And Unitego is 1-for-5 so far tonight on third downs, and this is a tough one as well, as this will be a third and 20 here for the Spartans. They're back deep in their own territory. Tioga brings pressure. They get it out, and a complete pass there to Winchester, but really only back to the line of scrimmage. And so Unitego on that third and long, not a whole lot of room to move forward because of the Tioga pressure. And so it looks like Fireman will be back to punt deep on 4th and 17. Winner of tonight's contest will either get Sandy Creek or Dodgeville. Sandy Creek ranked 4th in the state this week. Dodgeville is ranked 7th. As Unitego punting away here with Josh Fireman, and a fair catch by Jesse Manuel back on his own 32-33-yard line with 10 minutes to go in this second quarter. Tioga gets the ball back again after a very nice punt there by Fireman. We know he's got a heck of a boot. 45-yard punt there. I don't think anything will beat back in week one where we saw Fireman get flushed out of the pocket on a punt and actually kick with his other foot, kick left-footed on the run against Sydney. One of the nicest plays we've seen this year. 10:01 to go in this second quarter, and now Tioga going left to right. First and 10, ball on their own 33. Sam Burns, the quarterback, will hand off to a new runner up to the 41-yard line, as that's Adam Zerline. And a nice run there, picks up about 5 for the Tioga Tigers. Zerline, a 5'9", 206-pound junior running back, so a big force to bring down there if he breaks through that first line of defense for Unitego. 9.5 minutes to go before our Marabito halftime report here, of course, brought to you by Marabito Energy Products. You can call them today at 563-HEAT. Burns will hand off here, and right up the middle, a flag on the play as Brad Jump was brought down at the 48-yard line after a pickup of about 5. And we'll see what the call is here. Be holding against Tioga, so that will bring them back, much to the dislike of some of the Tioga faithful here who have traveled down to watch this Tigers team. 9:24 to go in this second quarter. 14-0 lead for Tioga over Unitego in this championship contest. Well, that's going to back the ball up to the Tioga 38-yard line as they go left to right. 9:24 to go, second quarter. And Unitego, if they need a stop, they need it now. As unlike last year, Tioga really came out guns a-blazing, put up 59 first-half points in that game. Unitego has kept them a little bit more in check so far, but it is early in the second quarter, and they will need to get the offense going as well. Spartans need a big defensive stand here if they can get it. Hand off to Manuel. They try to bring him down as he bounces to the left, now cuts back to the right, and bringing him down at the 48-yard line is Tanner Winchester. Boy, Manuel, it's like he disappears into a black hole at some point when he runs into the line, and then he bounces out on the other side. You don't know if he's going left or right. And he's going to be close, and will get a first down here for Tioga. Nice tackle, though, by Tanner Winchester. Otherwise, Manuel could have run it down that right side. Unitego doing a nice job to bottle him up on the play. 8:50 to go. Second quarter, a first and 10 now. Ball is on the 48-yard line as Tioga nears midfield, going left to right. Now hand off to Zwerline. He's up the middle. Gains about 3 before being tackled in that second line of defense there for Unitego. As Damian Laird makes the tackle. So a good play there by Unitego to bring down Zwerline. And it didn't look like it, but he does pick up 6 yards on the play. He's into Unitego territory, so it's 2nd and 4 for Tioga. Ball is on the 46 here in the second quarter. Tigers marching again. They lead by the score of 14-0 over Unitego. And so here's Sam Burns, the quarterback for Tioga. Barks out the signals. Hand off here. And up the gut once again is Brad Jump for a gain of 2. Clock continues to roll. This will bring up a third down. So a 14-0 lead here for Tioga over Unitego. It's going to bring up a third and short. I knew he was close, but it's a 3rd and 1, ball on the 43. And again, Unitego will need a little bit of a stop here if they can get it. Manuel is in the backfield. Zwerline is split out to the left, as well as Brad Jump to the right. Zwerline is in motion here for the Tigers. They'll hand off, and a nice push right through the line. Well-designed play there for Brad Jump, and he gets the handoff and easily picks up the 1 yard that they need for the first down, and the Tigers are into Unitego territory on this drive in the second quarter. They lead 14-0. Ball now on the 39 as the Tigers go left to right. First and 10, they lead 14-0. Tioga is 1-for-2 on third downs. They haven't had a ton of third downs compared to Unitigo because this well-oiled machine moving the ball pretty well. Hand off to Manuel. He gets to the 35 and just breaks through the line. Again, some nice tackling there by Unitigo. Wilsey was in on that one, as well as Laird for the Spartans, bringing him down. But pretty shifty and hard to bring down. And this has been what a lot of local teams have had to deal with all season long against Unitigo and their talent and their guys like Tanner Winchester, Ryan Marzell, and Nate Wilsey. Unitigo almost looking in the mirror tonight, as we talked a little bit about this week, with so many talented athletes on both sides. Second and 4 for Tioga. Ball is on the 33. They are in Unitigo defensive territory, going left to right. 6:25 to go, second quarter. Tioga leads 14-0. Here's a QB keeper to the right side, diving forward. Looks like Sam Burns is going to pick up the first down, and he would not be denied there for the Tigers. Put his head down and charge to the outside. And Ethan Barber right there for the tackle for Unitigo. And a first down for Tioga. Ball now on the 27-yard line. So the Tigers moving the ball well and eating up some clock here in the second quarter. It was 14-0 at the end of the first. It's still that score here with 6 minutes to go before halftime. Unitigo looking to stand strong on defense. Hand off to Zwirline. He picks up maybe one as the Unitigo line holding strong. Laird again is in there to make the tackle. Excellent job there by Laird. Coleman as well on the tackle for Unitigo. So 5:45 to go, second quarter. Ball's on the 25. Tioga marching again. Some small snowflakes in the sky fluttering down here at UE. Very, very light. Second and 8, ball on the 25. Pretty much a crisp fall night here. And the winner will play at Cicero North Syracuse High School in the state quarterfinals next weekend. As Jesse Manuel tripped up as he tried to get through the line there on second and 8, maybe a gain of 1. Marzell just working his way in, and Manuel pretty much tripped over him there, but right place, right time for Ryan Marzell. 5 minutes to go before the half. It's a 3rd and 6. Ball's on the 23. Tioga marching again, but Unitigo trying to hold strong. And boy, I've been very impressed with Morrison and Laird, as well as Coleman on this last drive for Unitigo up front defensively. Some of their big guys coming in strong. Haven't seen Tioga throw the ball very much. We'll see what they stick with here on 3rd and 6. They'll try another run and really nowhere to go as they tried to go up the middle once again. Looked like the Brad jump, and he's brought down. I think maybe 2 yards was the pickup on the play. And so this will bring up 4th down for Tioga. 4th and 5, ball is on the 22 with 4:20 to go before the half. And boy, if Unitigo can hold strong here, this is where they need to do it. Now a timeout on the field as quarterback Sam Burns ties his shoe. And now the clock will start up again. We come up on 4 minutes to go before the half. Unitigo trying to hold strong on defense. 4th and 5. Tioga has the ball on the 22-yard line in Unitigo territory. And Burns will drop back the throw. Throws out into the flat. It's almost deflected. Flag on the play. Zwirline is going to be short of the first down, but we'll see what the flag is about here as Tioga passing for one of the first times tonight. Flag is on the play. Zwirline was about a yard short, maybe, as they threw out into the flat on the left side. Excuse me. And we'll see who the call is against here, and it will be against Unitigo, so that'll bring up a first down. So a roughing the passer call against the Spartans as they broke through that line, and Unitigo does not catch a break there. That is just so tough. You work so hard defensively. You stop them short on that 4th down, and now Tioga, on a roughing the passer call, will pick up the first down. So now that moves the ball down to the 10-yard line. 14-0 lead for Tioga. It's a 1st and 10 with 3:50 to go before the half. You can't ask for much else from this Unitigo defense on this drive, but you're going to have to if you're Coach Frank McCroney. Burns rolls out, throws, and it's intercepted here. A He came down with it, and he did. Tanner Winchester with an interception here for Unitigo. As Tioga tried to roll out there with Burns and throw to the back of the end zone, it looked like they were looking for Justin Fisk in the back of the end zone. Looked for a little trickery there, hoping maybe Unitigo was looking for the run. And Winchester, 2 weeks in a row, with a big INT here for the Spartans. That keeps this a 14-0 game. 3:39 to go before the half. And we'll see if maybe that will give any momentum here to Unitigo. First and 10 on their own 20-yard line as they are in the white uniforms with the green trim here. And now Fireman with a quarterback keeper. He gets through and will pick up about 6 or 7 yards on the play there. Nice fake handoff to Tanner Winchester. And Tioga was certainly fixated on catching Winchester on the outside. And instead, Fireman rolls up the middle. Clock is rolling as Fireman heads over to the sideline to get the play. So this will be a 2nd and 1. So that was a 9-yard pickup for Fireman. Nate Wilsey over to the sideline. So we'll see what the Spartans draw up here as we come up on 3 minutes to go before halftime. Ball on the 29. Unitigo going right to left. They trail 14-0. And now we'll have a timeout for Tioga here with exactly 3 minutes to go before the half. We'll step away for 30 seconds on WCDO.
We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see. You'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. Tioga leads 14-0 here over Unitigo. A little bit of snow coming down at Ticop Stadium. Just want to take this chance to thank some of our special football sponsors tonight for the sectional final, including the new Unadilla Fasteners located in Sydney's Industrial Park, as well as Hot Rods Barbecue of Otigo and NBT Bank. Some of our special sponsors saying good luck tonight to the Unitigo Spartans football team. 3 minutes to go before the half, and here's Fireman on a 2nd and 1. Throws over the middle and off the fingertips there of Marzell as he was diving up to the 40-yard line as Unitigo goes right to left. That'll bring up a 3rd and 1. Ball is on the 29. Unitigo in their own territory. They trail 14-0 to Tioga in this Section 4 Class D championship game. Tioga, the 2 seed, and Unitigo, the 4 seed here for sectionals. Of course, the 1 seed, Walton, fell in the first round. And Moravia took care of the 3 seed. Tioga took care of Moravia, who was the 3 seed. Fireman is 2 for 10 passing for 9 yards. Certainly doesn't seem that way, as Unitigo has had some good success moving the ball. Some of that has come back due to some penalties. And here's another one right here. I believe this one will go against the Spartans on this 3rd and 1. See what the official call is here, and it will be against Unitigo for a false start. 2:56 to go. Actually, no, it's going to be a timeout on the play. I thought they were saying the Unitigo line moved, but instead the Spartans will take a timeout here. I'm sure Coach McCroney wanting to draw up the correct play here. Doesn't want to give the ball back to Tioga at this point, this late in the half, and this close to the goal line, perhaps. So Unitigo on this 3rd and 1, going right to left. Ball is on the 29. Hoping to bang it through and at least get a first down here deep before the half. So we've seen a nice game here so far from Unitigo's Nate Wilsey. He had 2 touchdowns last week against Seton on 15 attempts for 49 yards rushing. Of course, one was a rushing TD and one was that spectacular interception at the end of the game where he ran it back 40 yards to cap off the scoring for Unitigo against Seton. He's kind of been the star in this first half for the Spartans. Fireman hands off to Wilsey. Picks up a first down, bounces to the outside and up to the 40-yard line. And Nate Wilsey picks up a first down. It looked like the ball was on the turf there for a minute, but it must be Wilsey was able to scoop it back up with those big bear claws when he went down. So that'll be a Unitigo first down. They'll get the ball up to the 39-yard line with 2:50 to go before the half. 1st and 10 from the 39. And now a timeout for Tioga. So they have 1 timeout left. Unitigo with 2 timeouts left. and Tioga leads Unitigo 14-0. We'll step away for a quick break. I'm Nate Lowell for WCDO. You're listening to Live High School Football tonight.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area as local athletes.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Here's a 1st and 10 for Unitigo. The ball's on their own 39, and they're going to go for a home run pass down the far side for an outstretched Tanner Winchester, and the ball was just about 3 or 4 yards overthrown. Good coverage on the far side from Sam Burns of Tioga. Unitigo looking for a little bit of a home run ball there to one of their home run hitters, Tanner Winchester, and comes up short. 2:45 to go before the half. 2nd and 10 now for Unitigo as they go right to left. Balls on their own 39. They trail Tioga 14-0 here in the Section 4 Class D football championship game from Ty Cobb Stadium at Union Endicott High School. So Firebend again in the shotgun. Marzell is in motion. And they'll hand off to Marzell. Quick cutback using that big frame to try to bust it forward. Tioga's there to rope him down. Maybe a gain of 2 or 3 there for Marzell up to about the 43-yard line. So this is going to be a 3rd and 6, 3rd and 5 situation here for Unitigo as the clock ticks down to 2:20 to go before the half. Unitigo still with 2 timeouts as they try to use the clock wisely on this drive. It will be actually 3rd and 7. Ball is on the 42. And the Spartans are in their own defensive territory. Firebend will hand off and actually be dropped in the backfield before he could get it to Wilsey on that fake. Tioga reading it very, very well. Jake Lewis leading the charge for the Tigers to break through and bring down Josh Firebend. And they have been the first team this year to really figure out when Unitigo is going to run that fake and when Firebend will actually keep it. So this will bring up a 4th and 12 with a minute 40 to go before the half, and the Spartans will have to punt it away here with the ball on their own 37. Here's Firebend back to punt. A little spiraling kick will take a Unitigo bounce all the way down to the 24-yard line where it is down here for the Spartans. A 38-yard punt. Jared Jones will knock it down there, and that's where Tioga will start with a minute 25 to go before the half. They lead 14-0. And if you're Unitigo, you once again have to ask your defense to try to shut out these Tigers with a minute 25 and get into the locker room at the half down 14-0. You've been able to move the ball, and you are definitely still in this game. The last drive, Tioga had a nice one, but it was an interception by Unitigo's Tanner Winchester, which stalled that drive for the Tigers. So 1st and 10, ball on their own 24 going left to right here for senior quarterback Sam Burns. And he'll pitch it out to Jesse Manuel, flag on the play. And Manuel still now to the right side, cutting back here to the 40-45 and runs out of bounds at the 48-yard line. And just when you think he's wrapped up, it's a change of direction, back to the other side he goes. And now out of bounds, but we'll see what the flag on the play is. And it will be against Tioga, so this will take away another nice run here from Jesse Manuel. That was about a 25-yarder. And Manuel is a lot of fun to watch if you've ever seen him play, folks. Just a player that you don't see at the Class D level very often. So Unitigo has had their hands full, and they've done a pretty good job in this first half. Manuel has gotten a lot of his yardage on some big open plays, especially on the first drive of the contest where he broke open a 73-yarder. You had to wonder if the butterflies came into play on that one. 14 carries for 197 yards in the first half here for Jesse Manuel, and both touchdowns for Tioga as they lead Unitigo 14-0, a minute 15 to go before the half. Now hand off again to Manuel. He goes to the right side, now cuts back, and Unitigo will bring him down there. Nate Wilsey with an excellent tackle there on Manuel. That's two very strong kids going head-to-head right there. We're under a minute to go before the half, and this will bring up a second and long here for Tioga. Second and 8 on the 26-yard line as the Tigers and the navy blue and the gold are on their own 26-yard line going left to right. Clock down to 40 seconds. Tioga taking their time here in the huddle. Play clock is down to 10 before they break. They line up at the 26. 5 seconds on the play clock, 30 on the game clock, and they'll hand it off here to Adams Werlein up the middle. And he is brought down by that Unitigo defensive line, and Jacob Morrison makes the tackle. 20 seconds to go as the ball is at the 32-yard line. That'll bring up a 3rd and 2, and looks like Tioga will say that's enough, and we'll head into the locker room with Tioga leading Unitigo 14-0 at the half here in the Section 4 Class D Football Championship. Jesse Emanuel with 2 touchdowns. Besides that, it's been a back-and-forth affair. Unitigo came very close to scoring on their second drive of the game, and before they stalled out on a 4th down deep in Tioga territory. But we'll have all that to talk about on the Morabito Halftime Report, as well as a plethora of stats from our own Greg Davey. 14-0 lead here for Tioga over Unitigo at the half. You're listening to Live High School Football tonight on WCDO.